Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Hey, welcome to Virgin Airlines. It's actually not Virgin. It's an airline they set up called Big Red, Little Red.
Yeah, Virgin Atlantic, which is the European Virgin carrier, has Little Red, which does their domestic hops around the UK.
Little hops around
if
the
UK. If you're going from Scotland to London or something.
So it's only a 20-minute set.
Yeah, it's probably an hour. I mean, I don't
think. But I could handle that.
Yeah. And I think it's really a pretty perfect combination because every comic I know has a pretty good set about airports, travel, because it's something they spend more time doing than anything else.
Yeah, but most of what they say is inappropriate or inappropriate.
Yeah.
Think about the jokes about the inflatable slides, the jokes about
you would have to
make it unfunny for it to work on an airline.
You have to clean that up. No, that one's not going to work.
The hassles of travel. I mean, everybody that's just been through security and everything can relate to jokes about that.
You're not supposed to joke about...
Yeah.
I mean, I would immediately go into all the directions you're not supposed to, or else you'd be a boring comic. Right, Pedro?
Yeah, I'm not a comedian at all. Jody might know more about this. Jody used to be a comedian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. I mean,
Why do you not want to talk about comedy?
What is the typical joke you can make when you do it? You know, the TSA let me in, so I'm not going to bomb today. That's a typical one.
Bomber.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a terrible idea. But if it's a really short flight and it's like a juggler or a balloon animal trick guy or something, it's going to be comics like the ones that are on cruise ships. By the way, Andrew will not do a cruise ship thing because it's sort of like a place where comedians go to die.
I have to say, I was on a flight. It was a Southwest flight, and I was on it once a couple of years ago, but I'll never forget it because we had some hilarious flight attendants, and they mesmerized everyone the entire two-hour flight. They played games. Like, we had a toilet paper passing contest where everyone passed it to the person behind them.
Wow. What country was this?
This was in America, Bob.
And where is America?
I'll tell you what.
Too small to even care.
It was a plane full of hilarious flight attendants, and everybody was involved the whole time. And when I read this story, I first thought, well, could anything be more annoying than somebody trying to take advantage of a captive audience? But you never know. If it's a good comic, it could be a winning combination. Yeah.
I think they should put Andrew Dice Clay on JetBlue. He'd be perfect. His material is blue. He's coming here soon, isn't he? We're going to talk to him.
I heard an ad for the Dice Man. I think he is coming.
I think he's coming to EQC.
Yep, September 7th.
All right. A listener said something I was thinking but didn't say about Sanjay Gupta, who the big news today will be that the CNN doctor has come out pro marijuana for medical purposes. And I am pro medical marijuana, but I've always been. What they said about Sanjay Gupta is, you know, and I think this too, he's a TV doctor. Even Dr. Oz, and I really like him, but he's a TV doctor pushing miracle cures and trying to get ratings. And they said if Sanjay Gupta was a real doctor, he would have researched this a long time ago. Right now he's just saying and doing what people want him to do. What a putz. I agree.
Okay, Sanjay Gupta is not a putz.
I think he's a putz.
No, you don't.
Well, this is just what we do on the media. We create a little back and forth. We argue a little bit.
You're kind of people are bringing this country to its knees.
That's right.
You and your putz talk.
Sanjay Gupta is a neurosurgeon, and he's not some
TV. Well, you could be a putz and be a neurosurgeon.
No,
you assume automatically because he's a neurosurgeon?
Sure.
No. What about the guy who does my electrical? Yeah. Assume he's not a neurosurgeon?
He didn't come through and then get through Oprah like Dr. Phil and then purport to be the person who knows how to fix every relationship.
But what about the texter's question here? Why is he just now learning about medical marijuana if he's supposed to be some kind of fancy TV doctor? You think he just figured it out?
Like I said, he actually said that he had been systematically misled. It's almost an apology. Like he recanted everything he said. This is not him coming out of nowhere and being like, "It's good for you. I'm on board. I'm on the bandwagon."
They offered me a TV special.
Promoting his TV special.
He is totally promoting his TV special.
Yeah. Yes, he has a special coming out. He wants us to watch it. Doesn't make him a putz.
The last time we talked to Sanjay, it's been a long time, but he was still doing procedures regularly. I mean, he goes into the operating room and works.
I wouldn't want no TV doctor working on my brain.
Oh, my God, he's not a TV doctor.
Yes, he is.
Hi, I'm Marcus Welby. Now, they don't actually let me touch human brain, but I do it on television.
I'd rather have George.
I like Tylenol.
I'd rather have George Clooney work on my brain.
No, I want
he's at least a good-looking TV doctor.
No, that's the problem. You want Sanjay Gupta. If Sanjay Gupta kills you, it makes national headlines.
That's true, but I don't care.
This guy is the safest guy to go with.
TV doctor.
He was too good-looking to put behind a mask. That was his problem.
The best doctors don't go on TV.
The best doctors could go on TV if they wanted to.
Now, as I understand, it was kind of an accident with Sanjay, I believe.
What's an accident?
Well, the fact that he got
he
a TV.
Fell and landed in a TV
no,
set.
No, he came, as I
but
recall.
Kept his poise.
And she got pregnant.
Maybe I'm imagining this and rewriting history, but I think what happened was he came in and he was like an expert on neurosurgery, and they interviewed him, and the guy said, man, you were good.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, you ever think about being on TV? He didn't pursue a TV career so much as he kind of fell into one.
Yeah. Correct. And he actually, I think that it's very responsible for him to say that a lot of experts were systematically misled and he's changing his opinion based on his findings. Is that not allowed? I think that's perfectly
especially
clean.
When you have a special to promote called Weeds, which they stole the title from a really good drama,
it's
too.
It's just Weed.
It's just Weed.
For
copyright reasons.
Yeah.
It's called The General Hospital.
Right. Totally different.
He's a good man.
Let's see what else. How about this guy? What a really story of a good person today. Graham Anley and his wife Cheryl on a sailing trip up to Madagascar. They're from South Africa. Boy, does that sound like fun, sailing to Madagascar, something none of us will ever get to do, right?
Don't say never. If you really aspire to, I don't see why you couldn't. But it's not something you can just leave today.
No, you can't just do it in your 1 week off.
You got to plan that. That's a year-long kind of deal.
Yeah, it's more than that. You have to be able to get there, and you have to be able to have enough time. Anyway, it's just the two of them and their 9-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, Rosie. And they're sailing to Madagascar. They're at the Transkei coast on the east side of South Africa. They hit rough water. Their yacht capsizes. And Graham is swimming to shore. But then he says, oh, I can't leave them back there.
The one I love.
The one I love is back on that yacht.
I gotta go save him.
So he swims back to the yacht to rescue the dog.
Mm-hmm. Wife can swim just fine.
Because she was fine, right?
Yeah,
she's
totally
former
fine.
Olympian.
Well, after that, after the dog was out of harm's way, he swam back and got his wife.
Well, he triaged.
The story is that he got the dog first. Do we know why?
Because the woman was a perfectly good swimmer, and she could swim a lot better than the Jack Russell Terrier.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? I bet she yelled out, grab Rosie.
Yeah. A rescue helicopter picks them up, and all three were okay. The boat was, of course, ruined. He hasn't yet said why he grabbed Rosie before his wife, but the speculation is the dog needed the help more than the wife did. But she will hold this over his head forever, I think.
Man. If that were me, I could see Bandit would be paddling for his life. There'd be no way that that dog could come first. That would be...
My wife would never get on a yacht sailing up the coast of Africa with me.
That's
what do you mean, really? She's afraid to get in the car with me to go down to the hardware store.
So we're talking putting her life in your hands.
Even when you were a boat owner, she really wasn't.
She did not like the boat
fan, was she?
She didn't like the plane, except when she really needed to get somewhere badly. Then all of a sudden, she would get in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't trust me.
Well, she's got reasons.
Yeah,
you're not a very good driver. I mean, you get there. Don't get me wrong, but you just
I'm
never,
getting you wrong.
Yeah, you never know, you know.
But you never know what.
Well, you just you know.
How many accidents have you had in your life?
Very, very, very few.
That's three right there.
That's probably about right. I'd say about three.
I've had one. How many have you had in your life?
Too many to count.
You've had a lot of accidents?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
You passed that trait on to your children. Yeah. How many of you had?
But I'm a better driver than you.
Pedro's had no accidents.
No, I'm going to say one thing. As a passenger, and I have always been a passenger, and I've been with everybody except Jody. Jody never gave me a ride.
That's right. I'm going to continue that.
Thank you. I got to say, I don't want to be an ass, but you are the worst.
Is he a bad driver?
I mean, no. Whoa. I wouldn't say he's a bad driver, but...
Why? Are you always on your phone? Why
yeah,
you
it was
driver?
Like that. Something like you were just kind of distracted for a while sometimes. Like you were thinking about a lot of things, maybe.
Well, you drive.
Coming up, one of this year's Presidential Medal of Freedom recipients is a guy we've hung out with.
And an opening on our show.
Yeah. You know what? People think that because my mind is so quick and fast that they don't really realize how on top of everything
right,
I am.
You're like a cat.
Yeah, I'm like a cat.
Yeah, you're like a cat.
Do you think that you're a good driver? Because now it seems like we've got enough people saying that you're a bad driver to just go ahead and assume it.
This would be like asking Kid Craddock how healthy he feels. I feel if I say I'm a good driver, that next week, bang.
You wish next week.
So I don't want to answer.
There's a way we could solve this issue. I mean, it would take a little involvement.
Are we going to do that Brady Bunch thing where Marsha and Greg had to drive close to the cone and whoever knocked the egg off?
There is a driver's test out there that everybody has to take.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you because I like to be honest. I don't think that I'm always safe because I have so much going on and so much on my mind and so many things to do and so many places to be that I suspect I can be distracted. Are my driving skills good? Huh. I'd love to be in a video game or whatever. Yeah, I'd love to go up against any one of you slow-minded people.
I wouldn't race you. I mean, I wouldn't go out on the racetrack with you. I agree.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably
I mean, if
beat
it comes to fight to the finish, I'd beat everybody.
Wait a second. Right. He just called us slow-minded.
It's that kind of mentality.
Well, it's because you're in the Sanjay Gupta medicine.
It's that kind of mentality that makes you a bad driver, though. Right. It's competitiveness. See, I don't have any of that. I don't care if somebody cuts in front of me.
You don't care about being fast and getting there. And
I care about
accomplishing
getting there.
Things.
That's the part
Wait
I care
a second.
About.
He called us slow-minded.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing that.
It's taken you a while.
And set.
Thank you. This is brought to you by State Farm.
All right. One of this year's Presidential Medal of Freedom recipients is a guy that we've hung out with, Joe.
Sure have. In fact, Pedro has really hung out with the guy to the point that he's... been able to play with him.
Do you like the way he pronounces your name?
Yeah.
Because I've been working on it ever since someone called me out on it. I tried to go Pedro. Because Pedro is sort of like Larry the Cable Guy.
No, but if you call him Pedro, then you sound like one of those people who says, oh, my friend and I want to take a trip to Nicaragua.
It doesn't work, does it? So, in other words, even if I try to do it right, it sounds wrong when I do it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Just patronizing, we try to slap on an accent.
So how should I say it? Because I feel weird when I say Pedro.
Pedro.
Really?
You can say it the way you want. As long as you don't give me a ride in the car.
I think it just shows you're consistent, you know? Like, I have a friend from Zimbabwe. His name, I believe, is Moz.
Zimbabwe, did you say?
Yeah.
It's a neighboring country.
Yeah. As long as you're consistent.
And his name's Maz.
His name is Matt.
Maz.
Moz.
Maz?
Maz Vita is his name, and that's what I've always called him.
Maz Vita?
Oh. But it's Maz Vita, I believe. But if I were to start calling him Maz after 30 years, he would like, what are you, you know?
He would think something was wrong with you.
Maz Vita, you know?
That would be like if you called it a swimming pool instead of a cement pond.
Yeah,
no one would get who you are.
It just shows you're consistent, and people know what
you're from Tacoma, right? Yeah.
Zimbabwe. I love that.
Could be word of the day.
Yeah.
You have to listen, though.
Have you seen their bobsledding team? My God, they're brilliant.
All right. Medal of Freedom recipients have been named, and one of them is a guy we hung out with. Wow, I'd like to guess. Larry the Cable Guy?
No.
Not Rick the Bouncer?
No. I'll tell you a few of the others that are getting it this year.
All right.
Oprah Winfrey, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynn. It's on that kind of level.
Wow.
Oh, big name. And we've had the honor to hang out with this person?
Yeah.
And I'd never guess it in a million years.
No.
Because it's an obscure but extremely talented person, right?
Yes, it is.
Don Peek?
Not Don Peek, no. We could probably give you an audio cue here or a clue.
It is a musician.
There you go.
Kenny G.
Oh, yeah.
Not Kenny G.
That's not
no,
Kenny
it's
G.
Not Kenny G.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, I knew that.
That's a trumpet. That's not a clarinet.
I would have sworn it was Kenny
G. It's a trumpet. Now can you say who? Arturo Sandoval, celebrated jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer who played probably at Jazz Alley and sat in on our show, right?
And Pedro got the honor of playing cajon with
And Pedro him. Got to play giant cajones with him.
He was came from Cuba many years ago.
And, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's got 9 Grammys, considered one of the greatest living jazz artists on the Medal of Honor parade.
This will be the 50th anniversary of the Presidential Medal of Honor. This year's inductees.
That's nice. Oprah Winfrey gets one?
Oprah, Bill Clinton. There's the whole list is there. Wow. There's several people. Ernie Banks, great baseball player. Sally Ride, obviously not with us anymore, but she gets one. Most of the people are alive.
Gloria Steinem.
Yeah. Yeah. What, didn't she found the National Organization for Women?
Who cares?
Who cares?
So dumb.
You call it first
these women.
Slow, well, gonna, now she's like, yeah,
these women are getting pretty uppity. I think yeah. we've given them too much already.
We're throwing her a Medal of Freedom. What more does she want? Equal pay? Well, the right to control her own body parts? What a uppity, uppity, uppity.
Not that Clinton and Oprah aren't deserving, but it does seem a little odd when you start handing.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. I feel like you are.
When you start handing out Presidential Medals of Freedom to your friends, it is a little.
That's what I think, yeah.
You know, because Oprah and Bill Clinton arguably are, you know, kind of really help President Obama out a lot along the way. And now they're like, oh, here, by the way. While I'm still in office, let me lay a Presidential Medal of Freedom on you. Not right. that they're not deserving recipients.
Now, Ben Bradley, see, there's someone I can see. He's a journalist, very respected. When he was at the Washington Post during the Watergate scandal, he oversaw that. And then he challenged the federal government when they published the Pentagon Papers. The government tried to stop it. He stood up for freedom.
And he doesn't get no stinking period, neither.
Yeah. No, it's not about that.
I can see that. That's a good man name, Ben
yeah.
Bradley.
Right? Yeah.
No.
Just go back to the typing pool. I'll tell you when we need a reporter, okay?
All right.
Jeez, you women.
I can't win now.
If
so.
I need a pie recipe, you'll be my go-to girl, all right? These are presidential crime we're talking here. It's not Woodward and Bernadette.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What more? Like, I believe we need to do a lot for women's rights. In other countries. In this country, we need to tamp them down a little
bit,
these
I
women.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I'm just talking about family values. That's all I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Their big mouths.
I'm talking about what's best for the kids. Somebody at home when school's over.
I mean, how much do you want, really? Control everything now.
40% of
you
what
control
you get.
eBay.
Mm-hmm. Yahoo.
What else do women run?
Yahoo.
eBay. Mm-hmm.
This place, for the most part.
Every bedroom in America?
We've worked for, you know, in radio, there's a lot of powerful women executives. And women.
Unusual, but we have always worked for powerful women executives.
Yeah, we have. Most of the time, our big
But that's
bosses.
Not the norm in our business.
Nope. No. That's not the norm in any business. We can name the exceptions of eBay and Yahoo and wherever, but that's the exception. There's no business where women run it being the norm.
Oh, no business?
Yeah.
Well, if you go to that planet that Captain Kirk used to vacation
oh,
at,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole planet where women run,
right,
ran everything.
Seven.
And it was
men
so
walked around
hot.
In diapers.
Yeah,
it was weird.
The climate was very humid, so you couldn't wear a lot of clothing.
Sure, right. Sure. But if you
sweat.
Let them, they'll just totally put men on leashes, and then we'll be just totally demasculated, I believe is the word.
Yes.
Right, Joe?
I think that's a good word. Yeah.
Demartasculated, like the men in Zimbabwe.
And I think women do run, you know, Merry Maids and Angie's List. I'll join you here for a while.
Thanks, Joe. Very lonely over
right.
there.
Yeah, I think
we know about
clean,
cleaning.
Clean herself.
It's true.
Yeah,
we know
right.
about cleaning.
Yeah, most of the cleaning and cooking, you know, industries are.
I'm sure Papa John's wife gives him input.
But, probably does.
Hold on now. Back off. But when it comes to cooking, though, the big chefs are generally men.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you have a Paula Deen or something, but there are a lot more chefs that are men.
Yeah, Eric.
There's a new book by Adam Grant, who we interviewed on the show, and he says the reason why women don't get paid as much in America is because they don't advocate for themselves as well as men do. So for the women who do know how to negotiate, who do know how to stand up for what they're worth, they get paid as much and often more than men.
It's like that Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook did that speech that everyone was talking about a month ago where the theme was lean in. It's like, take your place at the table, ask for what you want. And everyone came out against her, and they were like, oh, sure, Cheryl, your parents sent you to Harvard. Now you know everything. You're going to tell the rest of us how to, you know, put,
lean in.
Yeah, and by the way, if I could step out of comedy mode for a second, you know I totally agree with you that women who bring up an idea are looked at entirely differently than men who bring up an idea. If a man brings up an idea, it's bold. If a woman brings up an idea, it's that character I was just doing.
Oh, I have a lot I could say on the subject. Yes, I know that it's a character that you were just doing.
Yeah.
And he's so cute, too.
Yeah, well, he is adorable.
He's adorable.
You know,
that brain, Eddie's cute.
I'm channeling my inner Colbert.
Yeah.
When that character came out on TV, I went, wow, how can you do that? And you know what? People, people I know who are, there are people I know who think that's not a character. I agree with Colbert.
No.
It's about time he stood up for putting women down.
Yeah. Who doesn't know that?
Maybe you should hang out after that John Stewart punk you listen to and listen to a real
man. That's right. I seriously have a friend who
said, he's got an eagle in his
interest. I like him, not that liberal John Stewart guy.
Stewart, what a clown.
This is someone that is your friend. How could you
I'm
not
friends
say,
with all kinds of people.
By the way, you know that entire thing is a joke, right?
No,
and he actually is.
I like to just smile and observe life.
Oh, we use the word friend in different ways.
Yes. You are only friends with people you agree with? That's a discussion we could have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jody is often told me.
Well, I would find that limiting. It's like when someone complains about this show, you go, you said something I disagree with. I go, well, find things you agree with. There's a whole world out there.
Why would I want someone who I dislike and who dislikes me over to my house for brunch?
Oh, you didn't? Now you said dislike.
I'm also saying friend as in my close friends, not people I know.
But I'm close with people I disagree with about lots of major issues. I can be because maybe I'm wishy-washy. I don't know. But I see that all points of view, partially because my points of view have changed on so many things that I didn't remember what it was like to be that.
Sure. I mean, you can't be the same as all of your friends. I have some friends who are very religious.
Would you block them out? How could you believe in that stupid religion?
No, although there was one drunk moment where we were looking at each other and I was like, so you think he's coming back, huh? And she's like, yeah, I do.
And, he was coming back.
There was a moment of silence where we were just staring at each other and we were like, you know what? Let's just not talk about this anymore.
See, and I'm not specifically religious, but very spiritual. And I had a friend, a vowed atheist with terminal cancer. And we kept up our debate right as long as he could talk to me.
Wow. Well, let me know what's out there.
He's like, I'm going nowhere. I'm about to be dust. Yeah. And like, and he still, and I'm like, I feel your passion. Where do you think that comes from?
You suck.
Oh, good.
Even to the last, he was.
Even to the last.
Because most people make that grasp.
And you know what he did?
Their bases.
He wrote a thing to be read at his service about how I'm not in heaven.
Don't look up.
So here's a guy.
Wow, it's called Don't
Look Up.
Who
doesn't believe in an afterlife, who's trying to control it.
I love it.
Is
that
ironic?
That guy's great.
724. I'll tell you about him later. He's a journalist. Coming up, burglars who stole computers from an office building, but then decided to bring everything back. Were the computers not fast enough?
Computers were great.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Casino.
Today's Northwest Weather Report, sunny and 82.
Tulalip 2013 Summer Concert Series is in full swing. Remaining concerts include Sammy Hagar, Melissa Etheridge, the Doobie Brothers with America, and more. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
If you have a pound key on your phone, you've got a chance to spin the wheel of summer. Listen all week long between 3 and 7, and you can win concert tickets, Victoria Clipper trips, Mariners tickets, food, entertainment, and more. It's the Wheel of Summer on your summertime station, 95.7 KJR.
You know, folks, a good night's sleep can make all the difference in your life. And if you're on a mattress you've owned for 5, 10 years, you're just not getting a good night's sleep. You're not getting the support you need. So go to Sleep Country USA. There are over 80 in the Puget Sound area. And all the Sleep Country USAs, which are employee-owned, by the way, they will all have all of their manufacturers' brands on display in every single showroom, side by side. Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, and the Tempur-Pedic bed that's in our home right now. And you can lie down and take a rest test. They encourage you to take as much time as you need to get comfortable and find the bed that's right for you. And they'll give you 100 nights to sleep on your choice. Not only will they bring it to your home for free and set it up for free and remove your old set for free, most other companies will charge you for that service. But they'll give you 100 nights to sleep on your decision. And if you're not waking up feeling your very best, let's exchange that bed for the right one to guarantee the best night's sleep. And they always guarantee you the lowest price. Anybody puts your bed on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference. Interest-free for three event, which is on right now, ends this Sunday. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Celebrate summer with Albert Lea Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 10th through 11th.
I spend a lot of time in parking lots, just hanging out and waiting, all day, every day, at the office, the mall, just chilling. So when they're ready to go home, I'm ready to take them. Like right now. Yeah, I'm sitting at the airport. I haven't seen them for days. I wonder if they forgot where I am.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Minimize deposits and protect performance. Always use gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
If you're listening, I'm on level 3, zone G.
At KeyBank, we know what you want in a bank.
I want more.
Good, because we start with $200 when you open a qualifying checking account and make one direct deposit of $500 or more within 60 days.
More please.
How about our relationship rewards program?
That is more.
The average enrolled KeyBank customer gets rewards of $100 a year for everyday banking transactions, like using their debit card, online bill pay, and making ATM deposits.
Okay, tell me more.
For your $200 and more, just visit a KeyBank branch or go to key.com/200 for all conditions and requirements. Member FDIC.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Like cool tees, tops, and shorts for kids and juniors, only $4.99 to $6.99. Get a quarter-carat black and white diamond ring, now $39.99. Dress shirts and ties from Jeffrey Bean, Alfani, and more, 50% off. And save 60% on all 22 and 24-piece bedroom ensembles. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys all types of coins, from rare and ancient coins to modern coin collections. Their experts evaluate more coins in a week than other shops see in a month. Find out if your coins are worth a fortune at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Dragon speech recognition software lets students control their computers with their voices. They talk dragon types. As a librarian, I take issue with this. Dragon may help them stay focused and become better writers, completing assignments, searching the web, and emailing simply by talking. But for goodness sake, they're talking! Oh, you see what you've done, Dragon.
Let Dragon help the student in your life reach new heights. Find it at Amazon, Staples, and Best Buy, or check out the latest offers at GetDragon.com.
I believe gas makes my car go.
I believe that without gas, my car is not going anywhere.
I believe in cracking the window after a 3 chili dog lunch.
Well, I believe that I'd rather spend 5 to 10 cents less per gallon on gas.
I believe I like saving money.
Well, I believe Arco now accepts credit cards.
I believe driving in reverse will not take you back in time.
I believe in Arco gas.
Yes.
Exactly.
At Arco, saving money makes sense, and spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon will make you a believer in savings.
Credit cards accepted at most Seattle locations. Savings based on average street price survey among major oil brands. See Arco.com for details.
Before you invest in a mattress, find out why 8 million people are sleeping better tonight. Go to a Sleep Number store. The only place in the world you'll find the Sleep Number bed, clinically proven to help you sleep more soundly. At the simple touch of a button, our patented dual air technology lets you set your own ideal level of comfort and support. Your unique Sleep Number setting, adjustable on each side for couples, so two people can finally sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. So before you invest in a mattress, find your Sleep Number setting, and you'll only find it in one place. At one of our over 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99, and where right now, you can take advantage of 48-month financing on our newest innovations. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Whoa, Ted, this is a sweet place to work.
Yeah, thanks. The Xfinity Innovation Center is pretty awesome. So anyway, did you see last night's episode?
I missed it. I had a dinner thing.
No problem. The X1 platform has smart search, so you can find your shows no matter where they are. On live TV, Xfinity On Demand, or your DVR, which you'll also like to know lets you record 4 shows while you watch a 5th.
That's a lot of shows.
It's all part of the entertainment operating system. Gives personalized recommendations, too, so it'll bring up other stuff you might like based on what you've watched before.
Sounds cool. But what if I happen to break my fingers in a clown wig factory accident and can't use my remote?
Then you can use voice control with the Xfinity app on your phone.
What if I don't have a phone?
You can use your tablet.
What if I don't have a tablet?
You can use your phone.
I see what you did there, Ted.
Advanced DVR, personalized recommendations, smart search, and voice control. All part of the X1 platform, your entertainment operating system. Only from Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, really not seeing too much going on right now. A tad bit of crowding southbound I-5 through the Shoreline area and northbound 405 through the Renton S curves, but really just super light versions of the typical slow spots. So the roads are looking really good. We do have an Amber Alert still in effect. Police are asking you to keep your eyes peeled for a blue Nissan Versa with California license plate 6WCU986. And if you see it, please call 911.
This report brought to you by Port of Seattle.
Body Shop. Discover great gifts and treat yourself to something special at the Body Shop, located in the Central Terminal. Find a full assortment of skincare products, shampoos and conditioners, eco-friendly, fragrances and more. Shop at SeaTac. Visit SeaTacShops.com and enjoy your trip.
Back to more of the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Some burglars steal computers and then decide to bring them back. Why? This is really weird. I guess it's cool if a criminal has second thoughts about being a criminal. Last Wednesday night, they disabled a security system in San Bernardino, California. A bunch of crooks made off with computers. Then early Thursday morning, the company's director got a call from police telling her there was more suspicious activity going on outside the office. When she went to check it out, all the computers were sitting in a shopping cart back at the front door. It turns out the company that was stolen from is a nonprofit to help sexual assault victims. When the burglars realized that, they felt guilty and decided to return everything.
How could you?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jody.
How could you not love these guys?
Oh, no, I would cuff them and throw them in jail.
And that, too.
Yes. And I would love them for the moment. Yeah.
And they still will if they can find them. They're using the note they left as evidence, looking for prints. And we've got some audio from the police here.
In many years and decades of being in law enforcement, I've never seen someone return an item out of guilt.
I don't know what to feel. One minute, I'm devastated. And the next minute, I just, like, thought, wow. This is just incredible.
And what about that note?
I'm going to frame it, and it's going to continue to tell each and every one of the staff here that do this work that you never know when you're going to touch somebody.
Well, isn't that what you're not supposed to touch somebody? Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you see
my God.
Oh, no.
Did you see what the note said?
Yeah, the note said, we had no idea what we were taking. Here's your stuff back. We hope you guys continue to make a difference in people's lives. Actually, I really like the note.
Come on.
Yeah. Do you prosecute these guys?
They ended the note with God bless.
If you can find them, yes,
you prosecute them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if they, I mean, boy, the hard-nosed guy in me wants to prosecute them. But surely that place isn't going to press charges.
Well,
and would the police do it anyway? It's a legal question. I don't know the answer to
that. The problem is that because of the break-in and the detaching of the alarm, they still set the nonprofit back about $5,000.
Okay.
So you would hope for one of those creative judges, you know, the kind of judge who makes you stand out on the street with a sandwich board that says, I'm a thief or whatever.
Right.
Maybe they could do some community service for these guys.
Most people that know how to detach alarms and do a break-in of this level
have done it before.
It's not their first time.
And that's the other weird thing. I thought I was just stealing, like, from an ordinary business run by ordinary people. I didn't know you were extraordinary. It's not like they're Dexter and they only steal from people that deserve to be stolen from.
Right. I mean, you appreciate their nobility, but you still...
Robin Hood bandits.
We're following the code.
You still charge them. They're still criminals. They still violated somebody's... You
stalk someone, find out if they're a jerk, and then it's okay to commit a crime on them? I don't know.
Yeah, but Jody's right. This is where a creative judge comes in.
Maybe.
You know, there's... You know,
I found those creative judges...
Yeah.
Generally, they're few and far between. They exist in, you know... I mean, if they were, first off, if there were enough of them, They'd have their own reality show. And there's Judge Judy and there's like two or three others, Judge but Brown. That's it.
Yeah. They do. It's called Night Court. You bring in Harry Anderson with his, his silly
magic
toys.
Magic tricks.
Yeah, and his magic tricks. That's
but I mean, they'd have their own publication for all the creative judge things. I think they're rare that someone's that talented to get away with it. In fact, the judges themselves are getting away with something. They're not being law and order. They're being creative.
Yeah,
interpretation of the law.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about making these guys, you know, paint up eggs that look like themselves and carry those eggs for 8 weeks and not break the egg or you go right to jail.
It's your baby.
That's crap.
Pretend like it's your baby.
I mean, guys that take into account that, look, you guys did a good thing. You showed some conscience.
Volunteer at the shelter for a year. Yeah. Pay them back the $5,000 and you get a suspended sentence kind of thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. The top earning television personalities, according to this list...
Forbes magazine.
Forbes magazine. Some say they're jerks. I say they're characters.
Being a not nice person seems to pay well when you look at this list.
Your character is not a nice person?
Well, let me ask you, before I read the list, am I a nice person?
I think
you... Honestly.
Inside?
Honestly.
Wow.
Inside? God, just tell me the truth.
If you were undecided a moment ago...
I told you 2 days ago, I love you, and I do. I love you with
You'd
all my heart.
You'd have to hang out here.
But I would have, No, I think you are a nice person.
You think I'm a nice person hiding behind this person?
I think you're a little rough. What do you call it?
Always hurt.
A little rough around the edges kind of a personality, but you mean well, and you're a great
Should
person.
Should I calm down?
No, because obviously, well, who's the best paid on the show here?
Pedro.
I mean, obviously, it must pay well. When you look at this list, it kind of reinforces
top that. Earning personalities, according to this list, people say are unlikable jerks. Well, that's food for thought. Maybe I'm way too nice because I'm not making anything like these guys.
You're not making a fraction of this.
Who's number one? At the top of the list, a tie between Simon Cowell and Howard Stern, who both raked in $95 million last year.
That's amazing. Howard's mostly was in radio. It's amazing anybody gets that kind of money these days.
Well, he's brilliant.
Oh, no
he's
question
extremely
about it.
Talented.
No question
and
about
you
it.
Know what? I'm going to say something about him I've never said, but he's a nice guy.
Right. He just plays a jerk. And he's not even really a jerk.
I don't even think he necessarily plays a jerk. I just think he's he gets interviews out and he does adult humor. Which causes him to be on a satellite instead of on the public airwaves. Now, I wouldn't want to do that adult humor. It would get old for me. But I don't, you know.
I think you and Howard are a little the same in the sense that you're both peckers. And I mean,
peckers?
Yeah, a pecker in the sense that you peck at people to get great.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, I really thought you were going out on a limb there.
I mean, to get under.
There's your parachute. Have a nice day.
To get, you know.
I packed that parachute.
To get good revealing stuff out of your guests and out of your coworkers. And, you know, you're good at bringing information out of people, making it compelling.
Someone told me once that if it's easy, it's never good.
Right.
That nothing easy is excellent. And so whether it's working out, you have to. There's no pain, no gain is another way to put it.
Right.
And that if you were 100% sweet and nice to people all the time, that would be very good. No one would watch it or listen to it. People want to see how, and that's why we joke about the cable news. I mean, all they do is peck at each other over, but it's the same argument over and over again. Shoot me if I start to do the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it's a little bit like high school debate. It's where somebody has to take, you know, so, either side and then go at it.
Let's look at the rest of this list. A good portion of Simon's money comes from the X Factor, which is in 41 countries, plus Got Talent series. Is that America's Got Talent?
Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent.
There's the biggest selling television franchise in the world. So Stern works on that, right?
Right.
And he actually works for Simon.
Right.
Wow. He makes $15 million a season doing that.
It's good to be Simon Cowell's baby mama. He just bought her a $10 million mansion so she could live in it so that her husband wouldn't annoy her.
Now, I got to ask you folks, would you want this kind of money?
Yes.
All right. Maybe I need to rephrase that.
Go ahead.
Would you want to live the kind of lives those people live to get that kind of money? I understand we would all like the money if we won the lottery tomorrow. Right. But Would you like the grueling schedule, the flying here and there to do all these appearances, the constant badgering of people, the complete lack of privacy? I mean, these guys work really hard. Would you want to work that hard?
I would not trade my life with either one of those guys. Yeah. No question about it.
You wouldn't
it.
Trade your life?
No.
Would you trade your life? Let's make a deal with your lifetime.
Oh.
Who would you trade your life with someone else's life?
Could I take the girls with me and live the life?
No. You'd have to be rotten to your family. You'd have to have a divorce.
No.
You'd have to.
I wouldn't do
but
it.
You could marry a hot young model.
Wouldn't do it.
You could have a really hot broad and you buy her a mansion.
To
Pedro,
kids,
would
to
you
my,
do any
my
of this?
Kids visit?
Oh yeah, I would do it
in a heartbeat. Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. For real, when I came to this country, this is going to sound stupid, but
was the dream.
My dream, you can ask Luciana. I'm not lying. Was at that time Howard Stern signed a contract for $18 million,
right?
And I was a huge Howard Stern. I still am a Howard Stern fan. And I came to this country and I told Luciana, one day I'm going to be making $18 million. That's what I.
You said you were going to be the Hispanic Howard Stern.
I was going to be making $18 million.
Did she know all of the things you'd have to watch people do in your studio in order for that to happen?
Oh, Luciana will put up with that and more if it means that.
If for that kind of money, let's get her take on that.
Oh no, that's guaranteed, of course.
All right, 5, 4, 3. Here she comes.
Are you kidding? $17 million? I can actually rent a good house.
Oh, you would put up with anything.
Of course.
You'd put up with Pedro being a Hispanic shock jock in order to get you riches.
Yeah, but he knows the limits. Mm. I don't think he would go over certain limits, right?
Howard's marriage went to hell for his career, right? By all accounts.
Well, I don't know the whole story.
But the facts are he lost his wife.
Well, he didn't lose her. I think he knows where she is.
She
did just fine.
He bought her the mansion.
Yeah.
She has family in the United States and they had kids. We don't have anyone to embarrass.
There you go.
Sky is the limit.
Yeah. All right. So you are tolerant, like he said. Let's see what the rest of the list is. Glenn Beck is third. So you do have to say that the highest paid TV personalities, lots of people don't like them. In other words, they're polarizing.
Yep.
Glenn Beck made $90 million last year, and yet I thought he was an outcast.
Me too.
I think it's because he's kind of like Oprah. He owns
exactly.
Glenn Beck pretty outright.
Exactly.
He's not.
But when's the last time I bought something that said Glenn Beck on it?
Well, you've never bought anything that says Glenn Beck on it, but he has a pretty faithful following.
I guess he does. They give him $90 million.
Yeah. I know he has books out because my father-in-law left one at my house as a joke.
Did he really?
My eyes were burning, yeah.
Boy, he's a clown. I never liked him at all. I know he's a character.
Right.
And I don't think he believes
the actual Glenn Beck, I think, is a pretty decent guy.
Yeah.
I met him once, and he was a radio guy, like a top 40 guy before that. And I know somebody who's a very close family member of his and says he's a decent guy.
I used to hang out with Tom Likas, who was kind of an afternoon shock jock here. And he was very misogynist in his on-air rants about women. But he was a character, too. Now, I believe that a real misogynist did occupy part-time space in his brain. But seriously, off the air, sweetest, nicest, polite guy you could imagine.
Cultured?
When I first met him, I thought, I don't know if I could, hang out with this guy. And he was kind. And you used to work with him.
Oh, yes, I did. And he also was an encyclopedia of radio.
Yeah. And he made monster money, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Is he retired? He's still on the internet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does his show on the internet, and he's very happy. His birthday was just last week.
Oh. I don't know what to get him.
Bottle of wine.
Inflatable anything.
Inflatable anything is probably
good. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Phil is on the list. Oprah's on the list. Rush Limbaugh's on the list. Donald Trump, Ryan Seacrest, Ellen DeGeneres, and Judge Judy, top paid. And I like some of those, but I could say that there's a lot of people that don't like all of them.
I think the only ones that have a really decent demeanor, like Ellen, I mean, if some people may be prejudiced against her because she's, of her
because
lifestyle
she has short hair,
or something, but in general, she's pretty nice.
She's the most well-liked on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest, I think people are jealous because you go, how does that guy get all the gigs? He's not.
Oh, he's a brilliant man.
Yeah,
well,
I guess
they
he
all
is,
are. Everybody on that list is brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know there, when brilliant. There's enough time in the day to do all that he does, though. I mean, he's got some creative people working with him as
to
far
make
as
him,
time
like,
management.
Do you think there's
goes.
Like? Do you think there's like they grew five Ryan Seacrest
yeah,
clones?
He's cloned.
He just added another huge gig. The big hit of the fall season is going to be a Ryan Seacrest show. It's the big trivia where they're going to lock people up in Times Square in a bubble or something.
Oh, the million second quiz?
Yeah, that'll be
that
Ryan
Seacrest.
Yeah.
Again,
oh
I say
God.
This because these people, I look at them and I would not trade lives with any of them.
I wouldn't trade with Ryan Seacrest. He's way too busy.
No,
he doesn't
they're
even
all
have
busy.
A second to break.
You cannot be, every one of those people is so busy that their entire life is in the pursuit of being monstrously big and making a lot of money. You say, oh, a lot of people think, oh, wow, they're so lucky. They aren't lucky.
I would trade with Ellen. She's got some cool things going on. She saves animals. She donates money to shelters. She puts her name and face on products that do a lot of good.
You're a little bit like her.
Yeah.
She's hosting the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want to put yourself out there as much as her. Like, if you really wanted to trade with Ellen, you'd come and sing Magic Man tonight at the Taste of Edmonds for the Impalers.
Okay. Number one.
Okay, she said okay.
Booker. Number one, you don't want me to sing Magic Man, and you
no,
know
it would be funny to see you try because it would be like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Well played. Yes, absolutely.
And everybody would like to see you try.
But Magic Man's a long, hard song. Can
yeah.
We start with like
again,
row,
we
row,
talk
your
about
boat.
It's very long. It's very hard work. Yeah.
I'm saying to be Ann Wilson would be a difficult thing. Now, if we were talking about Row, Row, Row Your Boat or like Feliz Navidad or something I could do and it would only be 1 second of humiliation and not the whole band going, really, another verse of this?
Well,
garbage.
we could do an AC/DC version of Row Your Boat led by you. That'd be fun. I'm just saying. Yeah. As you would say.
Yeah.
We're at the Taste of Edmonds tonight, Spike and the Impalers. For any of you that can be there, it's early. Now, Boeing gets out 3 o'clock, right? So the fact that we're playing at 4:30
we're gonna
too early for some people.
But we're going to have a crowd.
Friday, people get off work early a lot.
Are those called the first shifters, the ones that get out at 3 o'clock, 3:30?
Yeah.
So for first shifters, our show starts at 4:30 at the Taste of Edmonds. It's free. Is it all ages or are we
no,
in the beer garden?
We're in the beer garden.
Okay. So if you can hear it from outside the beer garden.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, because Jeff alone.
Two streets over, you can hear us.
All right. What, Eric?
Well, Pedro is saying that the website for Taste of Edmonds says that since you're in the beer garden, it might be $4 to get in.
Oh, it's money?
What? That's what I saw on the website. We got to double check, but I think it was $4 to. It wasn't free admission.
You're probably next to the beer garden.
No, we're in the beer garden.
Are you serving?
No, we're not serving. What they do is there's a cordoned off area.
Parking permit, beer garden band is what it says here.
There's a stage at one end. There's a beer tent at the other end. And you have to have ID to get into the beer garden. Yeah. I didn't know that it was a charged event.
I don't know if it is or not. We'll check. Someone will tell us. But $4. This is America. Everybody has $4, right?
If you're going to go tasting stuff, you're going to have $4 in your pocket.
They're not giving away free beer.
No. It's illegal in this state. Believe
Shame.
It or not.
I thought they just changed. You could sample stuff.
What's what kind of cool restaurants are at the Taste of Edmonds? Is it like the Taste of Bite of Seattle? Do some of the same restaurants go, or is it just restaurants around Edmonds?
It's Edmonds-centric.
It is.
That? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's good restaurants in Edmonds,
really
though.
Good restaurants.
All right. Give us a couple of tips on the text at 52309. What booth do you not want to miss at the Taste of Edmonds this weekend?
Multiple sources are saying it's $4 to get into the Taste of Edmonds. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's true. They have gates around it, and you got to pay for it.
Oh, so it's unlike the Bite of Seattle.
Right.
Which is just free.
Right.
But that's all right. They're paying for all these bands.
Yeah, there's an overhead. I mean, the city.
I heard the Beatniks are playing tonight, too.
Tonight,
they?
They're closing the show in the beer garden tonight. You
if
bet.
I was a resident of Edmonds and all my tax money was going to a bunch of hooligans playing rock and roll in the middle of my city, I'd make sure somebody was footing the bill.
Heart by Heart on Sunday.
Celtic Cowboy Barbecue's there tonight, which is my favorite barbecue place in town.
Oh, you got a pierogi place. Now we're talking.
Yep.
Okay.
Behringer Farms.
I like to have a couple of street beers and a pierogi.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So, remember yesterday we were talking about that video, Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke's song that's a huge hit now?
Yeah.
Hey.
There is a story that his record label hated the song.
Of course. It doesn't sound like anything from before. Therefore, they're afraid, probably.
Robin Thicke says, you know, it sounded like a hit to me, but when I played it for the heads of the label and the head of pop radio Everyone went, yeah, nice, nice. I got no response. The record company didn't get it, and they wouldn't pay for the video. No support. However, once they saw the video...
We always loved it.
What with the naked
baby? Come on. We never left you in the wind. We always had you back.
The video with the naked models climbing all over Robin, T.I., and Farrell. When they saw the video, they said, wow, this is a smash.
I mean, it's true. It was the video before the song. The video was the thing that got the attention. And then everyone kind of thought the song grew on them.
The song has been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 straight weeks. And we talked about it at like 6:30 a.m. yesterday. But in case you didn't hear it, this is the number one song in the country. Can't get
it's
Fat
a Cosby
Albert.
Record. Yeah. It's if Prince was one of the Cosby kids. Prince was really Reggie, the rich Cosby kid. That was Prince.
Don't have to be beautiful to be my girl.
We can do it if you want. We haven't done a Twisted Tune in a while.
Let's do it.
A couple people on the text want to know if you're driving to the Taste of Edmonds this afternoon.
I am driving to the Taste of Edmonds.
Get there.
I just
want to
make sure they're, you know, safely parked and out of the way.
Before I get in the car.
You come rolling.
You have spread this rumor that I'm a bad driver.
I'm not saying
how many
anything.
Accidents have you had?
I think probably about 3.
How many have I had?
You said 1.
Yes. I'm not counting when I was in a parking lot and someone ran into me because I wasn't
nor
moving.
Nor should you. Yeah.
And I'm not counting one time when I left my foot off the brake and I tapped another bumper because...
That doesn't count.
That's not an accident.
That's operator error.
That's
the worst kind of an accident.
It's not, because it was stopped. It was at a stoplight. I am counting the one accident I had.
Uh-huh. That was pretty major?
Where I was an idiot. I was 16 years old. I thought a car was a rocket ship.
We all did.
And I was careening. I was in Bridgeport, Connecticut. On my way to a radio station because I was fascinated with radio and I was meeting radio people everywhere and I was trying to get a... I got a part-time job on the radio when I was 16. That's how crazy I was.
Huh.
And I was racing through the streets of Bridgeport, so excited to get to a radio station. Totally blew through a stop sign on a cross street and another car was coming at like 50 miles an hour and I was going like 50 miles an hour. And it hit my right rear quarter. It spun me around.
Wow. Scary. You were lucky.
I was so lucky.
Split second, they would have been hitting you right in the middle of the car.
You betcha. I'd be dead.
I've never been in an accident over 20 miles an hour. I mean, I've never been.
You never go more than 20 miles an hour unless you're near a school zone.
Then I floor it.
You can't do it.
As a passenger, I was in a terrible accident. But as a driver, I've only had little dings. I've never been in an accident if you look at it in that regard.
So you're a dinger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
a pecker, you're a dinger.
Yeah, I'm a dinger. I rear-ended a cab was my last one, and that was 20 years ago.
I'm a menace.
I'm sure. All right, so Robin Thicke has been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 straight weeks. The censored video has been watched 127 million times, and the censored version, 8 million. Now, question. This is on the internet. This is a song kids love.
Oh, yeah.
They'll all end up seeing the video, right? Is this a great way to introduce your kids to nudity? Because it's really not, you know, it's really tastefully done. Is this a good thing for your kids to find? I remember when I found nudity for the first time, I was like, you know, 8 or 9. My friend's dad had a Playboy, and I was like, whoa, look at that. That's what women look like. Wow. Is this video would be kind of like that, right?
No, your first introduction to female nudity should be in Calendar of Old Women. Is that way your expectations are set low?
Well, these women are old calendar. When you're 9. You mean really old women.
Yeah. I'm rough.
You want to change the way people are introduced to women. Well,
right.
But this, I mean, you know, this is a perfect example of how we have broadcast television rules and broadcast radio rules. But this, if 127 million people are seeing this and then they find out there's a nude version, 126 million of them are going to see the nude version eventually, right?
They say no, that only about 8 million have.
So far. But you, guess what's happening? It's number one for 9 weeks.
Right, in the world.
And Robin Thicke is out there. You know, Robin Thicke isn't like, well, don't ask me about that song. That song's over.
There's an alternative version. You know, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the alternative things are meant to be discovered.
And you think this would be a good way for kids to see their
first?
Well,
no, I don't think we have any control over it. It's on the internet. How many of you don't let your kids go on the internet at all? Will your nanny blocker block Vimeo?
Yes.
How do you know?
I set what it blocks. I can put in specific websites that it will not allow. No. You said, will it? No. Not does it. Right?
I mean, I'm going to maintain that most people aren't on top of it.
You're right, and I'm not. Yeah.
We've never censored anything at our house. No. You know, maybe I'm stupid for that.
Well, where are you hiding it from? If you have girls, why would you hide women's bodies from girls?
Because it objectifies women.
Yes, it does.
But sometimes women like to be objectified. You look beautiful today in that dress. Is that objectifying?
Is that objectifying?
Not all objectifying is bad.
Well, this is. I mean, if I had a very young girl, I wouldn't necessarily want her to think that this was okay. You know, having your top off and rubbing yourself all over three guys who don't seem to really care that much. But you know.
Well, that is what the video
is. They bought her a puppy, honey.
You just kind of ruined it for
me. See that puppy? She can take that puppy home with her. Yeah. Isn't that great? That's how you get puppies.
All right, so you're not in favor of it then.
I'm in favor of children seeing nudity, but more medical and less sexual.
Got it. Yes, Eric.
Well, for what it's worth, Robin Thicke says that it's the women who have the power in this video because the guys are just dorky walking around in suits, but it's the women who are leading them.
Why aren't the girls
clothed
and the guys topless? If they had the power, the girls would be clothed and the guys would be topless.
Yeah.
I really can't answer the question.
Thank you, Joe.
But I think you give me a perfectly legitimate reason to go look at this thing now.
Yeah, you have to you have to do your research.
Yeah.
Can I give a quick financial update? It's a $4 cover to get in the Taste of Edmonds, and starting at 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday, the Beer Garden has a $2 cover charge.
All right. So the small cover charge, Taste of Edmonds, Spike and the Impalers tonight at 4:30.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, really not seeing too much going on right now. A tad bit of crowding southbound I-5 through the Shoreline area and northbound 405 through the Renton S curves, but really just super light versions of the typical slow spots. So the roads are looking really good. We do have an Amber Alert still in effect. Police are asking you to keep your eyes peeled for a blue Nissan Versa with California license plate 6WCU986. And if you see it, please call 911.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Support your school by picking up cool back-to-school apparel at Fred Meyer. This week, you'll earn $2 for your school district when you buy any Vans shoes. Your school will earn $1 from Fred Meyer and $1 from each participating manufacturer. So stop by Freddy's today.
This report is brought to you by 76.
Today's Northwest Weather Report, sunny and 82.
Heard of all the beeping honking? Visit StopHonkaholism.com. Created by 76, it's full of honking games, facts, and other beeping information to help you make your honking ways a thing of the beeping past.
Hello there, music fans.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival will have you seeing stars. Seeing historic moments. Have you say?
I can't believe it!
September 20th and 21st, MGM Grand Las Vegas will be the heart of the music universe.
Make some noise!
With Elton John. A rare performance from Queen featuring Adam Lambert and special guests.
iHeartRadio, get crazy because we got
Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Keith Urban, Maroon 5, Bruno Mars.
Everyone's buzzing about it.
Tim McGraw, Muse, Fun, Chris Brown, Kesha, Phoenix.
Wow, what a night!
J. Cole, Miguel, Tiesto, Sed, 30 Seconds to Mars, Benny Benassi, and more.
iHeartRadio!
Tickets sold out in less than a minute.
You want to push the name?
Listen for the cue to text to win your trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Packed with every kind of music fan.
Brought to you by The CW with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central.
Hey, on the Seattle. This is Luciana again, taking a short break to talk to you about something I just discovered on Microsoft Office 365. I found it by accident, but man, I'm glad I did. Did you know that you can see social updates from LinkedIn, Facebook, and other social networks in Outlook? Microsoft Office 365. One subscription keeps kids connected to their schoolwork from virtually anywhere on up to 5 devices. Save up to 20% on Office 365 Home Premium today when you buy a new PC.
You don't need to camp out till Labor Day to save on a new mattress, because Mattress Discounter's Labor Day sale is on now. Get a queen-size Sealy Gel Memory Foam mattress for just $497. Get 48 months interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection on approved credit. And you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Why wait? Mattress Discounter's Labor Day sale is on now.
Mattress Discounters!
Ah, grilling. It's all about freshness. And of course, the great taste that only comes with great barbecue. What's your favorite? Salmon? Steaks? Brats? Whatever you like to grill most, at QFC you'll find carefully chosen, responsibly sourced meat and seafood. And if you need suggestions on the best way...